Very blessed to be with you tonight. And before I begin, Scott was talking about what I do right now, and I oversee our ministries for an organization called Converge. And I oversee the work that we do in Europe, North Africa, and the Middle East. Over the last couple of years, my primary focus has been on, well, a lot of nations, but the two that I've worked the most closely with were Ukraine and Russia, two nations that at this time, as you all know far too well, are at war. And before I begin, I just want to make an invitation to you. On the table in the back there and over on the way out through these doors, there's a piece of paper that looks like this. And it's an opportunity for you to bless a family in Ukraine this Christmas season. It describes how you can give a gift of a blanket to a family, or a cord of wood, or a ton of coal, or a generator to a church. And if you or your family, if your congregation is interested in helping a family or a congregation in Ukraine, be assured I personally oversee every distribution of the funds that have come in. Every dollar you give goes directly to people in Ukraine with no reductions, no overhead. And this is a way for you, maybe your family would like to do something a little bit out of the ordinary. Maybe you've got that uncle that has everything. What do you give him? Send a cord of wood to a family in Ukraine in his name, and then let him know that you've done that. I mean, there's opportunities here for us to make a difference. And again, there's a flyer back there on the table that you can take a look at and make that decision. Prayerfully consider it, if you would. On behalf of our brothers and sisters in Ukraine, I would just express gratitude to you. Please be in prayer for them and for our brothers and sisters in Russia as well. It's very difficult for them during these days. And pray for peace in Europe. I want to begin with a psalm of praise. Those who cling to worthless idols forfeit the grace that could be theirs. But I, with a psalm of thanksgiving, will sacrifice to you, Lord. What I have vowed, I will make good. Salvation comes from the Lord. Please ponder for a period the poetic psalm from the pages of our pious publication. Such a passionate prayer of praise. Perhaps proceeding from the productive pen of the prolific poet David, prone upon a plush, puerile pasture, so pleased by the passing pleasantries of providence that he is pressed to produce such a psalm of praise? Possible, but imprecise. The psalm that we ponder presently was penned in the most peculiar of predicaments. Precisely, it proceeds from the ponderings of that pathetic prophet, Jonah. Perhaps a pithy, precise prod will prompt a picture of that poor prophet. Pressed to preach in the pagan polis of Nineveh, the prophet passed. Proceeding to a port, he purchased passage on a pontoon and put to sea on a precisely polar path. Pathetic. People purblindly purpose to part with the presence of providence. The poor passengers upon that pontoon were presently posited in peril upon a puffing, unpeaceable, atmospheric phenomenon. In pondering the progenitor of their predicament, they prudently pounced on the prophet who had passed out in the privy parts of the punt. They pressed their passenger, "Pray! Profess the purpose of your passage on our pontoon." The pathetic prophet professed, "I propose to preclude the preference of providence." "Perhaps," said he, "a purge of the perpetrator of such a preposterous plan will pacify our paternal deity. Plunge me pronto into the pond and possibly prevent your pontoon's pileup." The party, paralyzed by panic,
pitched the prophet without protest portside. Presently, the pond passed into peace and the ocean became Pacific. The party proceeded to present precious portions of their provisions in praise to Providence and pronounced promises of perfect performance in perpetuity. Their passage progressed peacefully. The pathetic prophet, parallelly, was profoundly panicked. Possessing not the proficiency to paddle, probably predicated on the poverty of ponds in his province, he passed precipitously into the profound abyss. The precious prescript proclaims in the primary portion, verse 17, that the Padre in paradise provided a prodigious porpoise, a ponderous pike, a really big fish, to prey upon the pitiful, paling prognosticator. And this particular Pisces partook of the prophet in a plenary, perfect portion. Would such a pivot of plight be perceived as provision, producing praise in the palate of the prophet? Precisely. Packaged in pieces of pond plant, the pathetic prophet pondered his plight, and he perceived the protection of Providence. While the prophet had planned to poo-poo the purposes of our patriarchal paradise, our paradisical paradise, line. While the prophet had planned to poo-poo the purposes of the paradisical patriarch, he had not proscribed the prophet. Preferably, Providence had plainly and positively provided preservation, albeit putrid. When placed in perspective, the prophet's presence in the paunch of a pollywog proved preferable to perishing in the pungent plummets of the now Pacific pond. Perception of such provision produced praise in the prophet, who pronounced promises of proper performance and presentations of personal possessions pending his preservation and passage to the place of prayer and praise. Paramount to this preferring of praise is the pithy proclamation, "Pardon proceeds from the potentate of paradise." Please, I pray, allow a personal proposition. Perhaps you too are hard-pressed to pronounce praise to our patriarch in paradise when pondering your particular predicament. Oppressed by the pitiful plight of physical pain, professional pillage, or personal privation, perhaps you have pondered the paucity of providential protection. Perhaps, but prejudicially. Please, precious people, I plead passionately, ponder this powerful parable. Parrot the pathetic prophet. Not in proposing to prevent or protest the plans of Providence, but in perceiving his purposes permeating even your predicament. Poor perception may prevent praise production. Poor perception may prevent praise production. This particular point on your pathway may present a paralysis of praise for you personally. Purpose, I plead, to peer past that poor perception and presume upon the positive purposes of God. Parallel the pattern of the prophet and provide praise for his pardon of our perversion, for his placement among his people, predicated by the perishing and the prelation of the Prince of Peace. A piece of paper is stuck. Such perception alone provides a perfect premise for prolonged praise. Prevent it, please, that praise for this presentation should be posited on this poor preacher. Preferably, prefer praise to the perpetually present protector, the perfect provider, the primary producer of purpose, our paradisical patriarch. To him alone be glory, praise, honor, and thanksgiving. Amen.